This is a HeadGum Podcast.
E.B. White has a quote where he says that... Wait, is it a he?
Yeah, E.B. White.
It is? E.B. White has a quote where he says, analyzing humor is like...
You need to slow down.
E.B. White has a quote where he says, analyzing humor is like dissecting...
And also, I would read it like you're doing cereal.
American author E.B. White once said that analyzing humor is like dissecting a frog. Few people are interested, and the frog dies of it. But he didn't mention what analyzing music is like. You know, I didn't really introduce myself. Hi, my name's Demi Dejuibe.
I'm here too.
That's right, she is. Now what we do...
I'm Miel Bredo.
That's Miel Bredo.
It kind of sounds like Meow Play-Doh if you're having trouble with it.
Meow Play-Doh? I like that. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, you're welcome.
How is this the first time I'm hearing this?
I don't know, but Demi's last name sounds like, hey, did you eat bae?
Oh, did you eat bae? I've never heard that version of it.
Yeah, it's like, did you eat, comma,
pretty good.
Bae?
We should have heard these because Miel and I are best friends.
Hi!
And we're also comedians.
Yeah.
And writers.
Yeah.
And sort of like music.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot.
We really like music a lot.
How many minutes of music did you listen to this year?
Definitely more than 5. But I'm gonna say a little bit under 100,000.
Wow!
No, not a little bit under. For my Spotify thing was, I think, 34,000.
Oh my god, same!
Yeah.
See, this is why we need this
podcast.
We
listen to the exact same amount of music.
But actually, this podcast really doesn't have anything to do with how much music we listen to.
No.
This podcast is much more so about punching up the jams.
Yeah, and about the music that we remember and the music that sticks with us in ways that are not necessarily just because it's good, but sometimes it's because, oh, that's a peculiar part of the song.
A peculiar way to say peculiar.
Yeah, well, everything we do is a little bit peculiar.
Medea in the studio, thank you. Do you ever have like a song that's just like, wait, what the fuck did they just say?
Yeah.
Or maybe even just like a little part in the background that you're like,
is
someone just screaming back there?
There are so many songs that are very good and are very well known because they deserve to be, but also when you take a little bit of look into the song, you're like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
And or maybe it's just the lyrics.
Yeah.
Maybe you're like, What the fuck are you saying?
Exactly.
What is this about?
We want to take songs that are of note for reasons other than they were intended to be, and we want to, you know, at least to us.
Maybe not notably to anyone else, but a little spoiler though about me and Demi. We're very observant.
We are.
And we're very critical.
Correct.
Which makes it perfect for this podcast!
Yeah, because if we weren't, it'd just be, you know, 3 hours. Not 3 hours. It'd be some time of us just being like, so that's one part of it, and this is another part of it.
Just to clarify, this podcast is not 3 hours.
It is not 3 hours. It will not be 3 hours.
So here's how it's going to work, okay? Every week we choose a different song.
Yeah.
Odds are you're going to know it. But even if you don't, that's okay.
Yeah, Miel and I each have a long list of songs that we think would be perfect for the show, and we're also going to ask you guys for suggestions as well.
You can tell us songs you want us to punch up.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk about them, we'll analyze them to hell and back, and then...
At the end of every episode, we are going to
punch it up.
We're going to punch it up. Punch it up.
Punch it up. Yeah, I needed a third one.
Yeah.
Good comedy comes in threes.
That's what they always say. Yeah. And now that we've analyzed that, the joke is dead. We are going to make our own rewrites or remixes or some sort of mashup. Basically reconstruction of the song based on how we think the song could be improved.
Right. And it's usually wrong because we're not musicians.
Sure.
We're comedians.
And even then, you know, kinda.
Kinda. But we write funny stuff.
We sure do write funny stuff. And we hope that one of those funny things turns out to be music.
You know, do we? Are you going for you're going for like a Tenacious D thing?
Oh no, this is we're gonna be the Beatles.
Oh.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
We are the new Beatles.
Start with that.
Yeah. Should we have started with that?
The E.B. White thing was nice.
Okay.
But I think that we are the Beatles.
Okay. So should we take this all again?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, we're the Beatles too. I'm Ringo, aka Demi.
And I'm kind of the George Harrison.
And Paul and John. Yeah.
Because I'm hot.
And Stewart.
Yeah. Stewart, if you didn't know, was the fluffer for the Beatles.
Right.
He made sure they all had boners while they were singing. This is so bad.
It's fine. This is what the podcast is going to be.
I feel like episode 00 needs to be more like, I think like minor riffs.
All right. Let's take it back. We're not really the Beatles, guys. I'm sorry.
So basically, like, you know those YouTube videos you watch that maybe it's like, what if All-Star... Every time he said, it got twice as fast. It's kind of like that, but with purpose.
With purpose. These are basically, this is a podcast where at the end we just show you a shit post.
No, I mean, honestly, we're spending a lot of time remixing and rewriting these. And hopefully we'll find guests that want to do that too.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that feature of this podcast is that our guests can be comedy world or music world. Because it doesn't take a comedian.
Got a bit of a Venn diagram going.
Right, exactly. So if you like friendship, if you like music.
I love both of those things.
If you like analyzing things for no reason other than it's kind of a music.
Well, now you're just naming three things I love.
Well, then you're going to love
Punch Up the Jam. Okay, I really thought we were going to say it that time.
Ready?
Punch Up the Jam! Another thing we really want to do, because, you know, sometimes it is sort of a bummer to just listen to two people complain about a song for a bit. We always are going to have a song that we mention at the end, and we'll play also, that is a song we genuinely love that we don't think can be punched up, and
impossible.
That you guys... It's impossible. It's
impossible.
Unpunchable, even.
Unpunchable.
Say that's what it should be called. An unpunchable jam.
So we'll leave you with our unpunchable jams of the week, too, okay?
We sure will.
You get a lot of fun things here.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
It's a very good time.
Tell your friends.
And you can follow the show through the show, or you can follow us on Twitter at Punch Up the Jam. You can follow each of us at Miel or at Electrolemon.
That's right.
I just pointed to show that one was Miel and one was me. You guys can't tell. It's fine.
Miel's the one with the sexy voice.
Yeah, and Demi is me.
Him.
Yeah.
And that's about all we had to say about that.
Sure is.
So, au revoir.
We'll see you on the flip side.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye. Do you usually on podcasts I say goodbye?
Yeah.
It's like, tune in next week for another episode of Punch Up the Jam.
Oh, I've never done that. Stay tuned for actual episodes.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.